CNN eats brains, literally. This is disgusting and incredibly outrageous. CNN host Reza Aslan sparks outrage after eating part of a human brain while meeting with cannibals. CNN host, a Muslim, is sparking outrage after eating part of a human brain during a televised meeting with a cannibalistic extreme Hindu sect called Aghori. The meeting was part of his television series, Believer, which is said to feature the world's most fascinating faith-based groups. The Aghori, while identifying as worshippers of Shiva, you heard that right, the same statue that is sitting outside of CERN, the Hindu god of destruction, are condemned by mainstream Hindus for their practices, which includes drinking out of human skulls and eating the flesh of the dead. They also wear the ashes of cremated humans on their faces and consume their own urine and excrement. This is incredibly disgusting. And CNN was there. You mean to tell me CNN sent a film crew and the host of this show to go eat human flesh? Now, wait a minute. This guy's a Muslim, but I thought the Muslim faith would at least prohibit this sort of action. But instead, we see this all over the place with ISIS and groups alike. It's barbaric. Aslan explained in the episode that the Aghori engage in these practices because of their belief that since God lives in them, nothing can defile them. Mainstream Hindus, on the other hand, believe that it is important to be cautious about maintaining purity. Aslan visited the Aghori in Uttar Pradesh to educate the public about the group, but nervously went along with their practices as he had ashes rubbed on his face and was given a skull filled with an alcoholic drink. At one point, the Aghori guru became upset by Aslan's questioning and threatened, "I will cut your head off if you keep talking so much." Aslan then sought to back out of the meeting, but his production crew advised him to stay and see what transpires. Aslan was soon given a piece of cooked human brain to eat, which he consumed with a disgusted look on his face. However, on Sunday, he posted to social media, "Want to know what a dead guy's brains taste like? Charcoal. It was burnt to a crisp." Have a look at the clip. The footage and the post horrified viewers, some who accused him of portraying Hindus in an extreme light. But of course, hang on, and others were simply sickened by his ingestion of human flesh. I mean, this is disgusting. But I'll tell you what, there is an attack on Christianity. There's an attack on the mind of the viewer. CNN eats brains. Literally. There's a double-fold meaning to that. And the first meaning there is to it is, of course, they're putting people to sleep. It's propaganda meant to sway the masses. Number two, they have their host going to sit with Shiva worshippers or Hindus who eat human flesh. Brains. You have to really look at what's going on right now around the world. Why does CERN have a Shiva statue out front? That's a real big question. Because these individuals worship CERN, who is the destroyer, mind you, the Hindu god of destruction. These individuals are eating flesh because they believe they can't be defiled, because they believe that they have God in them. You see, that's actually a rather interesting twist. Because Hinduism is twisting Christianity. Because right there, God lives in them. That's pretty interesting. It's time to wake the church. The Luciferian Takeover, new blasphemous movie, The Shack depicts God as a woman. The church has been infiltrated. We've known for a long time the church has been infiltrated, but not like this. It's never been this open. Over 1,000 pastors are in support of this movie. It is time to wake the church, as it has been infiltrated by New Age doctrines and Luciferian philosophies. Luciferian occultic New Age teachings within the movie The Shack are attempting to alter scripture and sway believers. Purportedly over 1,000 faith leaders are in support of the blasphemous film, which is based on the book by the same name and claims that God is only about love, not justice, holiness, or wrath. So do whatever you want. You cannot be defiled. That is the teachings that are swaying our church. It's the tickle your ear doctrine, and you better wake up from it. Because I'll tell you what, if you trace it to the source, it's not too far from Hinduism, let's put it that way. The following comes from Heather Clark. Heather Clark was also the author of this report as well. She works for the Christian News Network, who has done an excellent job in exposing this film. And in this section I used here from her post on this, I just can't believe how many faith leaders supported this. The Luciferian Takeover. The assault on Christianity is further expanded upon in this film and is exceedingly evident given the plot. The question is, where in the world does this ideology originate from? There are several key points throughout the book, such as God doesn't punish us for our unrepented sins, and there is no hell. Oh, and the Holy Spirit is called by the Hindu name Sarayu, which can help us pinpoint the origin of this blasphemous ideology. But again, where does this ideology originate from? Subtly but evidently, in the background of the day-to-day life, a movement has grown exponentially, and this movement seeks to overthrow Christianity. The philosophy and doctrine within this movie aligns itself directly with the ideology of Helena Blavatsky, who happens to be one of the founders of the New Age movement, and was an avid believer in the doctrines of Lucifer. Now, of course, we're seeing a very stark similarity here to Hinduism that's attacking the church. All roads lead to Rome, the New Age Hindu deception invading Christianity and creating a global consciousness, by Emily for the Christian Truther. A brief rundown on Hinduism. Hinduism is one of the oldest religions, coming in only second to Judaism. According to the stated chronology of world religions, Hinduism is also the third largest religion in the world. It has such a broad scope that it can be hard to define. There is no order, there is no religious authorities, no governing body or particular holy book. Many Hindus see it as a way of life opposed to a traditional religion. Due to its complex nature, Hindus can be polytheistic, pantheistic, monotheistic, monistic, agnostic, atheistic, or humanist. There are plenty of people who subscribe to the teachings of Hinduism and don't even know it. Many practitioners refer to Hinduism as Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal law, or the eternal way. There's only one way. That would be Jesus Christ. Sanatana, is simply a scrambling of Satan, the true enemy that is worshipped in Hinduism. It's no coincidence that occultists depict Satan as Ouroboros, or a serpent eating its own tail. The Hindus believe Sanatana Dharma signifies Dharma that has neither beginning nor end, while Christians see the one true path to heaven is Jesus Christ. Hindus believe in reincarnation. There is no evil, no forgiveness, no real end to physical life. They believe they are born time and time again. Thus, their eternal law has no beginning or end. Satan's goal. Now listen to this. The goal of Hinduism is to undermine Christianity. In 1979, a director at the World Congress of Hinduism said, "Our mission in the West has been crowned with fantastic success. Hinduism is becoming the dominant world religion, and the end of Christianity has come near. Its gurus have spread the false enlightenment, drawing so many astray. Some Hindu gurus have a cult-like following of disciples who see them as the way to salvation. Hundreds of self-professing godmen or gurus are moving to the West and joining the New Age movement as psychics and spiritual guides with the goal of finding followers and converting people to Hinduism. Certain gurus teach their disciples that separating from any close relationships is a way to dedicate themselves to God fully. The disciples of Hindu gurus are treading in dangerous waters. The rest of this particular article is exclusive. Make sure you become a member. Sign up so you can see the full report. It goes much deeper than that. But this, folks, is part of the subversive tactics that Yuri Bezmenov, which is at the bottom of this article. If you haven't seen the video, I'll play a couple seconds of it here because I can't play much on YouTube. But make sure you head over to this article and check it out.
Ideological subversion, that is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug
American
their
mass media
from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it.
I hope you heard that correctly. American mass media, all they have to do is pull out the bananas from their ears.
There is no mystery. There is nothing to do with espionage. I know that espionage intelligence gathering looks more romantic. It sells more deodorants through the advertising, probably. That's why your Hollywood producers are so crazy about James Bond type of thrillers. But in reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all. According to my opinion and opinion of many defectors of my caliber, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically...
So right there, psychological warfare. And that's what's going on right here. We're being subverted to accept certain things or tolerate certain things, and that's now become the word love. And a lot of it we can trace back to the attacks on Christianity done by Hinduism. And of course, Islam. But here, they're sitting around basically a dinner table. And that dinner table happens to be for human flesh. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel. And make sure you click the little bell to be notified of when we upload a new video. Also, please head over to our website, christiantruther.com. God bless and carry on.